Gemara. Iboy lihu, shochat umeis, mal shikones achar bedomai. If the Kohen Gadol made the shechita on his par, on Yom Kippur, the locher is the Kohen Gadol brings a special par for himself. What happens after he made the shechita? Then the first Kohen Gadol died. And the Mamana, they appointed the Skan, the second one, to take over. So you have a new Kohen Gadol. Could the second Kohen Gadol come in with the blood now to make this Rika from the first Kohen Gadol's par? Mi Armina, do we say, the par of Yafilu Bedomai, that the Torah says the Kohen Gadol has to come in, Bezois Yavo Yaron, Bepar means even with the blood alone. Even though you didn't make the Shechita, the first Kohen Gadol made the Shechita, but so what? As long as you're bringing in the dam, the blood, to make this Rika, because that's anyway. What does the Kohen Gadol come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with? He comes in with the dam. So as long as he has the dam from the korban, not par, it's good enough. I dilma know, Bepar v'loy bedomei shopar. When the Torah says bepar, it means with the animal itself, with the par, it has to be your par, means you have to make the shechita on it also. So here, where the first Kohen Gadol made the shechita on the par, and then he died on Yom Kippur, so when the second Kohen Gadol takes over, he has to have a new ox, he has to make a new shechita to be called his par. So the question is, what does the word bepar mean? When the Torah says b'zeis yovei Aaron, bepar, when he comes with par, does it mean he has to have his par from the beginning, the shechita on it? Or is it enough just the dam, the blood of the par is also called bepar? Is a machlokes. Rabbi Chanina, why may bepar v'loy bedomei shapar? The Torah says bepar means literally it has to be your par. You have to make the shechita on it. And if the first Kohen Gadol dies, so now the second one has to have another par to make the shechita on his own par. Rabbi Shlaka Shama, no. Bepar v'afilu bedomei shapar. When the Torah says the word par, it's lav davka bepar mamish, even the dam, even the blood of the par is also called like the par itself. So the second Kohen Gadol could use the dam of the first one's korban. Rabbi Yami Yomar, bepar v'loy bedomei shapar. He also like Rabbi Chanina, that you have to have the whole par to be yours. So the second Kohen Gadol has to make another shechita on a new par. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Bepar v'afilu bedomei shapar. No, the word Bepar even applies to the blood of the par. So as long as the second Kohen Gadol comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim now with the dam, with the blood of the par, that's enough. Even though he did not make a shechita, the first Kohen Gadol made the shechita. But as long as the second one is coming in now with the blood, with the dam of it, it's enough. So this is the machlokes. What's the taich in the word Bepar? Does Bepar mean literally you have to have the whole par to be yours? Even the shechita of the par, or else no, the blood of the par, the dam of the par, is enough to have a shame bepar. Eisvei Rav Ami l'Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rav Ami has the kasha to Rav Yitzchak. That Rav Yitzchak Nafcha holds that even the blood, the dam of the korban, is also considered like the par itself. So b'zoi de zalocha by korban Pesach, nimnen u'moishkin yodeyen mimenu ad sheyishret. By a korban Pesach, the locha is, you have to be appointed before you make the shechita on the korban. So even Erev Pesach, you could nimnim, put yourself, appoint yourself to the korban, like pay money to become a shutif in the korban, or else u'moishkin yodayim, you could take yourself away from the korban. So I don't want to be shutifus in this korban, I want to go to a different korban. So up until when could you put yourself on or take yourself off the korban? Ad sheyishchet. Up until you make the shchita of the korban of Pesach. But once you shech the korban Pesach, it's not called the se anymore. Now the kasher is, why not? The yimis, according to you, you say, the blood of the dam is called like the korban, is at sheyizrak niboyle. The din should be, is like the seh, the limb of the korban Pesach is here, until you make the zrikas adam. So up until we make the zrikas adam, you should be allowed to either put yourself onto the korban, or take yourself off to the korban. So here you see, the word seh means only when it's alive, and not when it's dead. Here also, bapar should mean only it's called a par when the animal's alive, and not after shechita by the zrika. Tamara says, no, there's no raya from Korban Pesach. Hatayi shani hosum dechsev, the Pesach says, mihiyais miseh, the Vidashin's mihiyusay deseh. A Korban Pesach is only called a Korban, calls them on it's alive. Now, you can only appoint yourself or take yourself off, mihiyais miseh, when the seh is alive. Anu gzeras akosav here. All over could be the shame seh, the shame par, goes on the animal up until the zrika. On the blood of the animal, it's also called the par, or the seh. Just by Korban Pesach, there's a new pasuk, miyais miseh, only when it's still alive. Therefore, once you make the shechita, you can't put yourself on the korban or take yourself off the korban. Mosiv mazlutra. Result, we have to cash like this. The locher is ain poidin. When you have a petah chamor, the locher is if you own a chamor, a donkey, and the firstborn of it, it has loch like a mixas pechor, it has no kedusha by itself, but you have to be poidin it. You have to take a seh, and say that this seh should be kaddish instead of the petah chamor. Halacha is ain't poided, and you can't be poided though. The petach amor loy biyegel, not with a kif, for loy bechay, not with a chaya, for loy b'shuta, and not with a geshocht and a seh. Now you have to use a seh, but not with a geshocht, not after shuta. For loy b'treifah, not after seh the treifah. For loy b'klayim, not from a came from a klayim. Rashi diyez v'rochel, not if it came from an eiz and a rochel together. For loy b'kfi, not if it's a sofik bechay or not. A tree is a suffix if it's an animal, a behemoth or a chai. It's no good. Ela b'seh. You're only allowed to be poida, petach amor, with a seh. But I'll come here the same din that after shchita, if you shechta the seh, you can't be poida anymore the petach amor. If you have the firstborn of this donkey, you can't say you want the kedusha of this petach amor to go on to the seh if it was already geshochten. So you see, after the animal is dead, it's not called the seh anymore. So how could you sell by the par? Even the dam of the par is called the par. Here you see, when the animal is dead, it's not called the seh anymore. So the Gemara again is no kasha. Shani Hosam, the lochas of Petach Hamor is different. The yalav seh semi pesach. We learn now the gzera shav is seh seh from the korban pesach. And by korban pesach, the pasuk says, mi yos mi seh, only when the animal is still alive. But all over where it doesn't say this extra word of miyos misem, by a par, it could be a par, it's still called a par, even the blood of the animal is also called the animal. So the Marv, if that's true, if you make a gzera shova from a korban pesach, I ma lahalan, just like by pesach, the locher is dafke zocher, you can only bring a korban pesach from a zocher, from a male. Who had din tam, it has to be dafke be, not a balmum, or ben shon, only 1 year old and not 2 years old. Is you want to tell me Afkan here also when you want to be poider or petach amor? You tell me the same halacha that the din is zochor tam or ben shana, and we know not like that. We know you could be poider or petach amor even if the ser is older. It doesn't have to dafka be a zochor; it could be in a keva. It could even be a ben shteishonim. So here you see you don't learn after mekubim pesach. And the Gemara, no, that's not shver. Tam leim the new pasuk by petach amor. Tipa de tifte. Pasuk says twice that you should be poider it. Is riba. That even if it's 2 years old, even if it's nekevo, also you could be poided the petach amor with the biggest seh. For the gemara, iti po the tifti, if there's such a posik, you have a ribui, you can poided with anything. So b'zoi ribui afilu kula nami. So b'zoi, why do you say only when the seh is alive and not after shchita? It's a ribui. No, it's don't learn out from korban pesach. It's ribui any type of a seh. So as long as you have the blood of the seh here, it should also be called a seh. And the gemara in Cain, seh mayhanili. If there is an extra time, it says the word seh by petach amor. And that we use for gzeirah shavah, let's learn it out from the korban pesach. So true, you have another word, tipodeh, that there's a ribo, you could be poider it for more things than just the korban pesach. So we say, as long as the animal is alive, that's the lima from korban pesach. It's called a seh as long as it's alive, not after it's dead. But what type of a seh? Not only the seh that you could use for korban pesach, like a ben shon or a zochor, but tipode tells us even more. Even in a keva, even a 2 year old, you could also use. But we use the gzeirah shav a seh from korban pesach to tell us at least it has to be alive. That's what the din is on a petach hamor. If you want to be poider on a seh, it's only good when the seh is alive and not after shchita. Even though really it should be called a seh even after shchita, as long as you have the dam. But that's the limit from the korban pesach seh only when it's alive and not when it's dead. So good. So we still have our machlokes. What's the pshat by par? By par is you have to have the animal to be alive. You have to have your shchita. The second kohen gadol has to do it over again. Or it's enough to use the first one shchita, since you still have the dam of the par is also called like the par. So Yitzchak Nafcha now asked the kasha back to Ravami. Ravami said Yadavka has to have the par. It means the second kohen gadol has to make a new shchita. He has to have his par. So that the kasha, the pasuk says, Vohitzi yes kol ha-par. It says, take out the whole par. And it's talking about there, after you made the shchita and the zrika, it's talking about burning the par. So you see, just the Yevorim, after it's dead already, the Torah calls it a par. It says, take out the par. So Rashi, Vohitzi yes kol ha-par. Al maliacha shchita par korlei. It's still called a par. The Torah calls it, take out the par here. So my answer is no, it just means, Sheyitzi yes kulei. And Rashi says, Tirutsu, this is a terrorist, Kulemar. Love the ikri par, not that the Torah is calling it still a par after the shchita. Elochikom, this is what it means to say. Yoitzi as kol ha-nishim imenu. Everything that's left over from this par, you have to take outside and burn it. But not that the Torah really means to call like a live, like a par. It just means the leftovers of it, you should take out to burn. For the margur, but there's another pasuk though. There's a pasuk in Achrim Mois by the parsha of Yom Kippur that says, V'eis par hachatis, v'eis ir hachatis. The Torah says, take out the meats of the parachatas and sirachatas and burn it outside. So it's talking about after you made the shchit already, and after you made this rikas adam, now you have to take the leftover the meat and burn it outside. So the Torah calls it v'yeis parachatas. So you see, a dead animal is still called par. So it's a riot lav davka when it's alive. Even when the animal is dead, it's still called a par. So Rashi, v'yeis parachatas. Kushu, there's another kasha. The pasuk says in Vayikra Tazayin, v'yeis parachatas gabi yomakipurim. Uliyacha matin domi mishtoi kro. The apostle is talking about after the Kohen Gadol already made this Rika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lohitziyam l'sreifa. After he made this Rika, now you have to take off the leftover meat and burn it outside. So you see, the Torah calls the meat of the Korban also a par. So Gemara answers like this. Amar Rav Papa. Avada ba'or u'bosar u'perish. There's the skin of the animal and the meat and the junk, the fats of the inside. That's pshita de kuliyal malay pligi, that it's called par. Avada, a par doesn't mean dafka when it's alive. Even when it's dead, the meat of the animal avad was also called the par. Now, a key pligi, where's Al Machoikis before? Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yitzchak, Kineg Rabami, where was Al Machoikis before? The dam. The Machoikis is by the dam, the blood of the animal. Ma Sava, one sheet holds that dam mikri par, even the dam of the animal is also called the par. So, Melech, the first Kohen Gadol made the shchita, as long as you still have the dam left over to make this rika of the dam, that's also enough for the second Kohen Gadol. That's called the par. Omar Sover, Rav Chanina holds no. Dam la yikri par. If you only have the blood, you're only taking the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Torah calls it a par. A par means it has to be your animal. And it's not enough just to have the blood. So the Pesukim before, they talk about burning the meat of the korban, pshita, that's still called the par. The goof of the animal, that's called the par. Here it's the blood is not called the goof of the animal. That's the machlokes, is the blood of the animal also still called the par, still called the animal. Or no, it's only called the dam, it's not called the par. Therefore the Kohen Gadol, the second one, has to bring a new par. Rashi says, when the pasuk is talking about the guf, the animal, the meat of the animal, it's like one thing. That's the guf of the animal. Everybody holds that's called the animal. Where's Al Machlokes by the Yom Kippur, by the Kohen Gadol, bias pnim. When the Kohen Gadol goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, she'enei machnis shom ela hadam. The only thing the Kohen Gadol brings in is only the dam. So the shaila is that also called the par. The Torah says you have to come in with the par. So what does the par mean? Is it enough to say you're using the blood of the animal? Or no, the par means you have to make the shchita on the animal also. It has to be your par completely. Tomorrow says, Omer Rav Ashi, Mistabro Kamandi Yoma Dam Ikri Par. I'll bring your raya to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha and to Rav Shlokish that they hold yes, the dam, the blood of the korban, that's called the par. So here on Yom Kippur, where the first Kohen Gadol made the shchit of the par, and then after that he died. When the second Kohen Gadol takes over, he doesn't have to have a new shchita. It's enough to use that blood and bring it in. That's called he's bringing in a par. As long as he has the blood here. What's the raya? The asid, because the pasuk says, "Vizois yovoi Aaron el kodesh." With this, Aaron comes in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The pasuk says, "Bepar ben boker." He comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a par ben boker, with an ox. Now the kasher is, Otto Bekarne Mailalei. Does it mean literally? Does he come in with the ox? Does he come in with the horns? Does he hold the animal and bring it to Kodesh HaKadoshim? He doesn't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the animal. Ela Bedomoi. Avad, he makes the shchit there outside, and then he puts it into the Mizrak. And he only takes in the Kli, he only takes in the Dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And still the Pasuk says, Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh Bepar. Vekor Relay Par. And the Torah calls it a Par. So here you see, when you just come in with the dam itself, the blood itself is called the par. So you have enough on the right here that the taitcha of par, the blood is also called par. So therefore it's a svara, if the first Kohen Gadol dies, after the shchita, the second Kohen Gadol could use that blood. As long as the blood is still here, that's called the par. So the Marvi Iduch, how does Rabbi Chanina answer this? Rabbi Chanina says no, the par means the par mamish. So the kasha is that now you don't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the power. And the Torah says, V'zois yov yarn al kodesh b'par. So the Marin says, V'ma huchshur aron lovi ala kodesh b'par ben boku lachatis. The Pasuk is not saying mamish what he comes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim with. The Pasuk is only saying, with what is he hukshar? With what things does he have to do in order to make him to be able to come into Kodesh HaKadoshim? So first, the Kohen Gadol has to do outside, make a shechita. He has to have his par mamish and make the shechita outside. And when he makes the par, that's what hukshar him later when he has the blood, he'll bring the dam inside. But avada, bepar means the par mamish. Like Rashi says, "Bema huchshelovoy, ma yase? What should the Kohen Gadol do? Kidei sheirushoyi likonis, in order to make him able to be able to come into Kodesh Kedoshim, is yovei par chay lazara. He has to first take his special par, the one that's alive, bring it into the azara. The yase avoidish shabinyan, and do the avoidish means make the shechita there, make the kabbalu there, and then bring the dam inside. So that's what the pasuk means." It doesn't mean mamish bring the par inside, but it means mamish the par. So it means you first do the dinim of the par outside, and then you'll finish off to be able to come inside with the blood. But avada, the word par means the animal literally, and it's not enough just to have the dam, it has to be your shechita on the par mamish. For the Gemara, good, a new kasha now. For tepig le, have a kasha now on the shlokish. Have a kasha of Yitzchak Nafcha. All these mandi yomim that want to say that when the first Kohen Gadol dies, after he made the shechita, the lachur is the second Kohen Gadol could still use that blood. As long as the second Kohen Gadol brings in the dam is also called the par. So good, maybe that's true. Maybe blood is called the par. But I have a new kasha now. For the Gemara of a Tepik Leh, there should be another chesaron here. The chate shemeso balehi. Lachur, this is called the chate shemeso balehi. This par is called the chatis. The Kohen Gadol had to bring a chatis on Yom Kippur. Now, when the first Kohen Gadol died, it has a loch of a chate shemesa balel. If the owner of the chatis dies, so the locher is the chate shemesa balel lemisa azlo. There's a new aloch l'moshe m'sinai that animal has to die. It's lemisa azlo. So how could the second Kohen Gadol use that chatis to take the dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The din of that chatis is to be die now. You have to lock it up in a room and starve it to death. That's why we kill it. So how could you say the second Kohen Gadol could use it? The Chur should have the loch of a chate shemesa balea, so that's a loch l'moshe m'sinai, that there are five different chatoyis that go l'misa, and this is one of them, a chate shemesa balea. So my answer is, omale rovin barav adel rovam, that Amri Talmidcha, your Talmud said over, that Omer of Amram, in the name of Rav Amram, like this, that chate tziburhi, not that there's such a loch l'moshe m'sinai that when you have a korban chatis, if the owner of it dies, that the behemah has to go l'misa, that's only if it's a korban yochid. Mashenken, by a korban tzibur, it's not the klal. By a korban tzibur, we say even if the bailam dies, or pashut the svaris, it's not shach the bailam to die. Because by tzibur never dies, there's always somebody alive. So since this korban applies to the tzibur, the chur is always somebody alive, there's no halach of l'misa azla. So chur is wants to be mechadish, that the par that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, it's not considered a par shal yochid, it's not only his par, it's considered a par shal tzibur. And since it's being mechaper on the otak hanim also, that's still called a par shal tzibur. So since it's called a par shal tzibur, even though the first Kohen Gadol dies, you're still allowed to use the par. So therefore, if the loch of par means even the blood, the second Kohen Gadol could use the blood. The Rashi says, chate tziburhi, this par doesn't only come for the Kohen Gadol, it comes for the other brothers, the other Kohanim also. The Pasuk says, V'chipa ba'adoi uvad beisoi. So it comes for all the other Kohanim, therefore it's considered like a korban tzibur. The Tanan, we learned like this. Omaloi Reb Meir, Reb Meir said like this. V'haloi par yom kippurim. You have a case of a korban havamim, this is called like a korban yochid. You have a par that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur. Hu adin v'chavite Kohen Gadol. That's the special mincha the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. O Pesach, you have a korban Pesach. The korban yochidu. The chura, these are called the korban yochid. It's only the Kohen Gadol bring in his power and bring in the chavitim. And the korban Pesach, everybody brings their own korban Pesach. So it's called the korban yochid. And still the klal is v'doiches a Shabbos. If erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban Pesach on Shabbos. And the Kohen Gadol could bring his chavitim on Shabbos, or the Parshim Kippur comes even on Shabbos. V'yesa tumah, who adin if the korban is tumah, you're allowed to bring it. So that's what Rav Meir answers back. So the Chur answers back to Chomim, mashma the Chom hold not like that. Lav mechlal the ikul leman the yom of the tzibur. So that's a raya. The Chur Rav Meir is saying that the par shal yom kippur is called the shal yochid. Mashma the Tanakama held no, it's called the korban tzibur. So we're bringing a raya that the Kohen Gadol's par on yom kippur, there is a man the yom that calls the korban tzibur. For the Gemara, no, that's not the pshat over here. Or the time that we want to tell me like that, what do you do about the Sefer? Tiktoni, it says in the Sefer like this. Omala Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov also said back to the Tanakhama. We'll soon explain exactly what Rabbi Yaakov and what Rabbi Meir was talking about. But the Sefer is like this. That Omala Rabbi Yaakov. Fahaloi par helem dover. You have a case of a par helem dover. That means if the Bezdin Paskin for Klal Yisrael that they're allowed to eat a certain type of a chalev, they made a mistake, and the grove tzibur ate this chalev, and later we found out it was real chalev, so it's called the par helem dover. They have to bring a korban for the chet that they did, a special korban. A par helem dover, that they forgot that it was usher, and they said it was mutat eat it. Shel tzibur. Hu adenu siri avoydes kechavim. You have the seer, if the tzibur does the chet of avoydes zora, then you have to bring a special seer for avoydes zora. Hu aden v'chagiga. Who are then on every yom tif, you bring a korban chagiga, the korban tzibur, that these korbanis are called the korban tzibur. It's talking about the whole tzibur did the chet of helam dover, or the whole tzibur did the chet of avodah zara. They have to bring the korban. Why a chagiga is called the korban tzibur, we'll soon see later. The korban chagiga, everybody brought his own special korban chagiga in order to have meat teat on yom tovim. So we'll see why it's called the korban tzibur. But I call upon him, these three things are called the korban tzibur. And Rabbi Yaakov said, "The ain't doich on Eis Shabbos, and these korbanos are not doich on Shabbos. A seer of a kachavim, or this par helam dover, even though it's brought for the whole tzibur, you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. V'lo yesa tuma. Let's say the korban is tuma, or the korban is tamei, you're not allowed to bring it. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov said back to the Tanakama. So you want to tell me, mechlau diko leman diyom it's mashma Tanakama holds not like that. That the yochid. You want to tell me the Tanakama holds that these karbonis of the avodas kechavim and of the par helam dover is called sheyochid, like it can't be. Here pshita it shel tzibur. We're talking about the whole tzibur did the chet of avodah zara, or the whole tzibur did the chet of a par helam dover. So for sure it's called the korban tzibur. So what's the pshat that Rabbi Yaakov is talking to the Tanakama? So the pshat is like this: Ela la Tanakama kom hadalei. The both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov is talking back to the Tanakama. As you want to say, there's no raya from here. Avada could be everybody holds that the parasha Yom Kippur is called the korban yochid. Nobody holds it's called the korban tzibur here. So the shaila is like this: the shomne de komar. They both heard over from the Tanakam. El Tanakama kom hadalei. That both Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Meir was talking back to the Tanakama. The shmiya de komar. They heard over the Tanakama said a klal like this. This was the Tanakama's klal: that korban tzibur doiches a Shabbos. Every korban tzibur there is a lochur, you're even allowed to bring it on Shabbos. V'yes ha-tumah. Who are then if the bailim or the kanim or the behemoth is tamei, you're allowed to bring it, as long as it's a korban tzibur. Ma'ashenken v'korban yochid, anytime it's a korban only brought for a private person, then the klal is ein ha-doich lo'es ha-Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring your korban on Shabbos. V'lo yes ha-tumah. If the kohen is tamei or the behemoth is tamei, you're not allowed to bring it. That's what the Tanakama said, a klal like this. Now, Omalai Rav Meir. Rav Meir had a kasha to the Tanakama like this. Korban yochid klalu, is that true or klal that every single korban yochid cannot be doich Shabbos? I'll bring you right not like that. V'haloi par yom kippurim. You have the case of the par that the kohen gadol brings in Yom Kippur. V'chavite kohen gadol and the special mincha the kohen gadol brings every single day. The special chavitim he brings even on Shabbos. Hu adenu Pesach. The whole Klal Yisrael brings the korban Pesach. The korban yochidu. Everybody brings their own private korban. V'doich in esah Shabbos. The locher is these three kabonis, the par, Yom Kippur, even though Kippur comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring it. And the chavite kohen gadol brings even on Shabbos. And the korban pesach, even if erev pesach comes out on Shabbos, you bring the korban pesach. The yesat tum, it's also the yesat tum. That was where Meir's kasha back to the Tanakama. That how could you say a klal? Every korban yochid is not the yesat Shabbos. These three korban yochid are the yesat Shabbos. But avad, everybody's masking these three cases are a case of a korban yochid. Like nobody holds the parasha Yom Kippur is called the korban shel tzibur. So that's what Rav Meir meant to ask. Now, v'yomu l'Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov meant to ask like this back to the Tanakama. The Tanakama said a klal that korban tzibur is also always doich Shabbos. So he asked the pekasha back, klaluhu, is that true that every korban tzibur is doich Shabbos? V'aloi par helam dover shel tzibur. You'll have a case where Rova the tzibur did this chet they ate chaylev because the bezin pasken was mutter. So they have to bring now a korban tzibur called par helam dover. I'll tell you, Syria avodas kechavim. In the case where Rova the tzibur did the aveira of avodah zara, so they have to bring a korban tzibur now a Syria avodas kechavim. The chagiga, who are then on every yom tov you bring a korban chagiga. the korban tzibur. These things are called the korban tzibur. Still, the klal is the ein doichin lo yesa shabbos lo yesa tuma. You don't have a right to bring these korbanos on Shabbos, and not if you're tummy or the kohen is tummy. So you see, your klal is wrong. You can't stop say klal. Every single korban tzibur is doichin Shabbos. Elo, what you have to answer back is like this: no ket hai klal lebiyotcha. This is the true klal. This is the general rule. That kol shazman kavua doiches a Shabbos v'esatuma. It depends that the Torah is set at specific time when you have to do it. If it's a zman kavua when it has to be brought, then we say even if that time comes in on Shabbos, still it's doicha. And who adin is doicha tumra also, like a korban pesach. The Torah says on Yud Dalet v'Nisan, you have to bring the korban pesach. The Torah says the par shel Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol has to bring it on Yom Kippur. Even though if Yud Tishrei comes out on Shabbos, you have to bring it. The chavite kohen gadol is brought every single day, even if it's Shabbos, still you have to bring it. And the wadin is doicha as a tumah. Afilu biyochid, even if it's a korban yochid, that's the klal. Now the chol shein zmani kavua, any type of a korban that there's no special time when you have to bring it, then we say ein doicha lo yesa Shabbos lo yesa tumah. It's taka not doicha Shabbos or tumah. V'afilu b'tzibur, even if it's a korban tzibur, like this par helam dover. Or the Sir Avodas Kechovim, or as the Chagiga. True, the Tzibur has to bring it, but since the Torah didn't say which time you have to bring it, don't bring it on Shabbos, bring it on Sunday, Monday. But since there's no special time when you have to bring it, Havad is not doing the Shabbos. But I call upon him back to original Kasha, that nobody holds the Kura that this power of Yom Kippur is called the power Shal Tzibur. The Kura is only called the power Shal Yochid. It's the Kohen Gadol's own power. So we're back to the original Kasha. If it's the Kohen Gadol's own power, so when the first Kohen Gadol dies, the Kura should have a look of a chata shemesa balehel, that pshita, the second kohen gadol can't use it. So why do you say, why does someone the Rosh Lakish say, the second kohen gadol could use it? The Kura should be possible, the Kura should be called a chata shemesa balehel. So Moshe says like this, Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asked the kasha like this, Upar v'soyesh yom kippurim, she'ovdu. Let's say that the kohen gadol has the power on the soyesh yom kippurim, they got lost. V'hifresh acherim tachtayim. And the Yomafresh, the second one, instead of the first one. And then they found the first one. The Locher is Kulam Yemoisu. They all have to die. V'chein Siri Avodis Kechovin. The same thing, the Soyra of Avodis Kechovin, the same Halacha. She'ovdu, that they first they set aside the Korban Soyra for the Avodis Kechovin. They did the Chet of Avodis Zora. And then it got lost. V'ifresh Acherim Tachtayim. And they set aside a second Korban for it. And then they found the first one. The Locher is Kulam Yemoisu. That's the loch of a chatas shemesu balehom, or a chatas she'ovdu. If you lost the chatas and made a second one, that's also part of the loch of Moshe Sinai. That it goes l'misa oslo. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For Rabbi Lezev, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, they say no. Yiru achis tovu. This does not have the loch of a chatas shemesu balehom, or she'ovdu. Therefore, you don't have to let it die. Just let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum. And then you'll sell it when it comes to Balmum, and the money of it goes in the Dova. Why do they say? Because they say the klal is true, even though a regular chate said it got lost. It goes to Misa, but that's only a chate shol yochid. But a chate shol tzibur, if it gets lost, you don't have to kill it. So the Khuri is answering this back. The Khuri, it's a good raya now, that a chate shol tzibur even goes on the par shol yom kippur. But that was the first part of the Brysa, that par v'soyesh yom kippurim. And you see it's a machlekes. The one man the Yom says it's not lemisa, but it's yimochri, you could sell it. Why? Because he calls it a par shol tzibur. So you Khuri, you see the par that Kohen Gadol brings in yom kippur is called a par shol tzibur. Omalei answered back, no. My par helam dobo shol tzibur. That's the machlekes. Whether he has to go to Misa or not, is only the machlokes by the par shall helem dover shal tzibur. That's for sure is called the korban tzibur. That's the case where the tzibur did the cheti of the avera, and they have to bring korban tzibur together. There it's a machlokes. Ma'ashenke ben yom kippur, it's for sure only a korban yochid, and for sure it's only the Misa oslo. For the Gemara, no. V'asho yom kippurim ketoni. It says clearly in the Braisa that par v'soyosh yom kippurim. That even that is a man, the Amri of Lezen and Shimon say, it's not Lemisa's law, because they hold it's called the Korban Tzibur. So Mora says again, no. Kikatoni yad desoyer. When do they say that the par of Yom Kippur is not Lemisa'm, only the soyer? The soyer for sure is the Korban Tzibur. But the par, which is the Kohen Gadol's own Korban, they hold that's called the Korban Yochid, and Pshita for sure has to go Lemisa's law. For the Gemara, no. But Tanya says clearly, Gemara and Temura, that par shayom kippurim, the special power that the Kohen Gadol brings for himself, his own power. And the soya that the Kohen Gadol brings for the Tzibur, Sha'ovdu, let's say it got lost on Yom Kippur, and they set aside another soya, another par for the Korban. They hold it has to die. So this plan the Yomei Nechnami hold is called the Korban Yochid, and the Chatish Shemesu or Sha'ovdu is Lamisa. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Over again, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Yiruachi Stavu, the Yemach of Yipul Demel and the Dover. Why? Shein Chatis Fiba Mesa. Because again, they say no, this power.